Hello, everybody. Come on in. How are we doing tonight? Happy New Year. All right. We already got Nicole raising her hand. Nicole, did you mean to raise your hand? That was quick. So come on in, y'all. This is the binge coaching call. Hello, Miss Christy. Thank you for coaching or not coaching, being in the chat and posting in the chat rather, just to make sure that's going. And anybody else who wants to say hi. So, yes, this is the binge coaching call. We do this once a month. This is one of my very favorite things that we do here, that I get to do here at No BS, is to teach and coach and just love on y'all for an hour on a Tuesday evening, share my my story a little bit sometimes, share my experience with binge eating, because I am your binge eating coach here in OBS, okay? And it is an honor to be that for you all. And as promised, I promised a fun little announcement here, and y'all are almost the first to hear. I have actually told a couple of my private clients, I won't lie. But I am excited to announce that I am going to be releasing a binge course here in No BS very soon, probably in just the next couple of months. It is going to be a course totally focused on binging, on why we binge, how our binges make sense, and what we can do about them. So we have the amazing, already have the amazing Trusting Your Body course, of course, that's available to you all in the membership. So it really is going to kind of build off of that, and eventually that course will be archived because I'm going to take kind of the best of that course, and we also just want to simplify and just not have a million courses out there. So if you all are going through Trusting Your Body, you want to save some resources from Trusting Your Body, I definitely recommend that you do that. But it really is going to be, kind of taking that course, but also all of the research and the learning that I have done through building the small group binge course that I did last year. A lot of you all know that I did that, and a lot of you all participated in that. Where I created a course for a small group here in OBS, and now I am taking that course and really just kind of designing it for the whole membership. So it is a terrifying, I'll just be honest with y'all. I am not going to tell you all that I am not nervous about it and scared about it, and sometimes, procrastination happens and all these things. And it is a process of me reminding myself that Corinne has never put out anything perfect, and she has been able to help thousands and thousands of women, including me. And I want to follow in her footsteps and put something else out that is imperfect and that is good enough, and just get it out there and let it help you all. Okay, so I just always want to share some of my own humanity with you all that stuff isn't easy for me either, but don't we, anything worth doing is probably going to feel hard at first. Okay, so I am going to keep on going and keep on getting this out there for you all because it's going to help you and you deserve it. And it's so much of what has helped me reduce my own binging. And I believe that, if it's helped me, some of it can probably help you too. So you just take what helps you, leave the rest. And isn't that what we do with any courses and things that we take, right? So So I'm so excited. I'm so excited, and I'm glad to kind of have it out in the universe now. And let's do this. Let's do this, y'all. And of course, I want to hear any feedback, anything that you love about it, anything that you'd like to see more of, and things like that. Always, Everything in OBS is always a work in progress, including us, including all of us, but also the courses and things, right? I mean, how many times has Corinne updated and revamped the OBS course? And I just always think about her because y'all, I've been around since the beginning. And if she hadn't put that thing out, where would we all be? Right? She did her best and she put something out there, and here we are. So that's the magic of it, right? It's just getting it out there. So, all right. Thank y'all so much for all the amazing. I'm gonna save this chat. I'm gonna save this chat. I'm gonna cut and paste it somewhere, and I'm gonna keep it handy while I'm working on this course because I need some reminders. Okay. I'm just like you all. I need reminders of why to keep going because y'all, our fears and our doubts, they're there. They're there. So we always need reminders to keep on going. So, all right. All right. So that's my big news for today. And I'm going to go ahead and just jump in. And since Nicole had her hand up, right when we got on, but I would love to coach more of you all. I would love to answer any questions. And I mentioned in the, I was going to pull up the Binge Facebook group. This is another thing that I want to do right now before I forget, because I get started coaching and then I forget. Are there any of you all on this call that are not in our Binge Facebook group and you want to, oops, I just realized I posted it to host and panelists. That's not going to help y'all. Okay. Ooh, y'all, I need to get a little drink of water. Feeling a little dizzy. I think it's just the announcement and seeing all the kind words. Okay. Take a deep breath, Bets. So if you're only Yes, if you're newer, Jennifer, thank you for posting. If y'all are newer, if you've just joined recently, you'll get access to our subgroups, after you've been in the program for a while. Okay, so some of you all are newer, but if you've been around for a while, please make sure you're in that group if you want to be. Okay, because it's just an amazing little corner of the internet, I call it. Where we're just, supporting each other and loving each other. And I do lives in there. I've really started doing some more regular lives in there. Right now, I am doing a live every week on how you can apply what we're learning in the START program to your binge eating. And then I also just do a little binge check-in post every Monday. And there's been some really great stuff in there. So that's actually what I was going to pull up because oh, Nicole. Okay. Yes. I was like, I gotta look for somebody. And it's Nicole. So, speaking of Nicole, let's get you up here and do some coaching. And then we've also got Deb, coaching as well. So, all right, Nicole, let's do this. Deb, lower her hand. Hey.
Hi, I raised my hand right away so I wouldn't chicken out.
Here we go. Sometimes you just got to do it before you talk yourself out of it, right? So, and I'm sorry I didn't make the connection. I just sometimes with names, but I was like, I'm gonna look her up and, see if I see her, and it's you. So,
That's me.
yes. All right. So,
Ooh.
what's going on?
So,
Let's both just kind of breathe.
yeah.
Breathing never hurt anybody. So, yeah. So what's
So,
going on?
I had a binge yesterday and just woke up this morning feeling defeated. Like, I just can't get the hang of this, can't do it.
Okay. So why are you thinking, let's just go there for a minute. Why do you think this binge is leading you to feel this way, that you can't get it? You can't get the hang of it. What is it about this binge, maybe?
I don't know if it's this one in particular or just the pattern. Like, I had a really good week last week, and I feel like I just blew it. Like that's all gone.
Okay. So what would have not blowing it looked like? Let's kind of flip this over a little bit. Where what were you thinking? What were you expecting the week to look like?
Like I follow the plan that I made and stop eating when I'm not hungry and not start eating when I'm not hungry.
So not binging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is the, I mean, I think this is really good that this is, and I think this will help a lot of people. Like, our binges can be a surprise,
Yeah.
right? And what happens when a surprise happens? Or, I mean, even good surprises, right? They kind of like knock us out of sorts a little bit.
Yeah.
So when we've expected something to go a certain way, then we're, this is when a lot of times we kind of go into a lot of judgment and a lot of shame, right? And
Absolutely.
so what, tell me about this pattern, because I want us to get to know this pattern with you so that maybe you're not as surprised in the future, or you don't have some unrealistic expectations set up for the future.
It's the only like real connections I'm seeing is it happens like right at the end of the school day. I'm a teacher and it's happening on the nights when I know that I'm not going to be able to come home and relax.
Okay.
Like I have to just keep going.
Okay. This is so good to know, right? Because now we can start to develop like a strategy for this, right? We can start to, I mean, those are the days where what I call exquisite self-care has got to happen. And I mean, and it can't be coming home and relaxing, right? Because that's not
Not an
possible for
option.
you. So what could exquisite self-care look like for you on those kinds of days? I mean, and you can plan for this like way ahead of time, right? Because do you know that when these days are coming?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, the first thing that came to mind was take cooking dinner off my list because I did that last night. I ended up ordering out.
Oh yeah. That's a great answer. Like, no. Cooking dinner doesn't happen on these kind of days. I have either, I just planned to get takeout, or I plan leftovers or sandwiches or something like that. But nope, there is not going to be, because I mean, let's kind of stop here for a second. Kind of walk me through kind of what happened with the binge last night. That'll help.
The last bell rang for the day, and I started packing up, and I just kept thinking that, tonight I got to go home, I got to cook, and then I got to get over to my, we're trying to get my mother-in-law's house on the market. I had stuff I had to do over there to get cleaned out and get garbage out to the curb and stuff before the trash people come tomorrow. And so I just knew I was going to be spending the whole night over at her house. I was going to come home, cook, clean up here, and then go over there and clean up.
So there wasn't going to be any kind of break for you when you got home. And what did you kind of, what were you making that mean? What were you telling yourself about that plan?
I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
So that is good to know, right? In terms of, all right, when I have days where I'm hearing this, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. That is when, like, in the morning, when you're, you do you plan in the morning and think about your day in the morning?
Yeah.
This is where there's gotta be some work there. Where it's okay, I'm gonna think I don't want to do this stuff, but I mean, like, do you actually want to clean out your mother-in-law's. Or
No,
maybe
nope. I
it
want somebody else to, but nobody else seems to be stepping up.
because this is where we kind of redefine like want. Like, is this the daughter-in-law, or you're the daughter-in-law, right? This the daughter-in-law I want to be. Is this the wife I want to be? If so, it's rewording that a little bit to, okay, I don't want to. Let's just say it. I don't want to. But this is the person I want to be. This is the daughter-in-law and the wife that I want to be. Just that little shift. And again, all of this is done early in the morning when you have more energy for all of this. It's what you're telling yourself all day long.
I see.
What do you think?
Yeah. I could see where that would have made a difference.
But also, you definitely put some plans in place. I mean, this is the beauty of our plan, right? Where it's like you think through your day and what is going to set me up for success and what's going to set me up for major victim mentality and fuck it moments. So, no cooking dinner on these kinds of days. Now, other days, things can come up, right, that we aren't expected. And, you know, that's not what we're talking about here. You knew that this was the plan for the day. And so now you know, and you weren't supposed to do all of this yesterday, right? You were supposed to binge and learn from this to apply for it next time. Do you have another day like this coming up soon?
Next week.
Okay. So let's come up with maybe a couple of other things, though, to help you. Other than, you know, like not cooking dinner, really thinking about your day when you do your plan, right? Why am I willing to do this? Whatever it is it going to be more cleaning out the house or something else?
No, next week we've got some 10 fair up at school, so I have to
Okay.
be back up there at 5 o'clock
Okay.
until 7 o'clock.
Okay. So is this the employee I want to be? Is this the teacher that I want to be? Right? It's really thinking about why do I actually want to be doing this? And really reminding that of yourself, you know, reminding yourself of that all day long. But also, where could maybe some little moments of rest or self-care come in on these kinds of days where maybe we're missing some opportunities to kind of give yourself some little hits of release. Sometimes I talk about it like the pressure cooker, right? You're like letting off some of the steam all throughout the day. Any ideas?
During my conference period,
Okay.
when I don't have kids in front of me, immediately after school, if I felt like yesterday, maybe if I just sat in my classroom for 5 extra minutes before I got in my car, it may have made a difference.
So, or you could sit in your car, right? I like to get in my car and get that heated seat going. That's my thing. But it's like, yeah, where it could, you know, where it feels good to you, right? These little 5 minutes, I mean, 5 minutes is a long time if you're just sitting there breathing, taking deep breaths, right? And to think that that could make the difference.
Yeah, it could have.
Yes. So these little, like, I mean, just let's just call them like little 5 minute moments. All right. Let's just see if they can make the difference. Our brain's probably going, no, we need to like be able to go home and take a nap or whatever it is. Well, that's not doable. What do you think?
I'm willing to think about it that way next time and see. And just knowing in advance that it's going to be that kind of day, and
Yes.
now knowing that's my seems to be my one of my patterns.
Yes. Because this is the thing, right? This is what I want you to kind of see like what's working and what isn't working, right? Just like seeing a pattern and then thinking, oh, I'll never figure this out, right? That's just kind of been your pattern, right? Of, kind of, and then that just leads you to kind of this stuck, but you did reach out, and so some part of you at some point got like, okay, well, this just, recognizing this pattern and then just judging myself and getting all, defeated and frustrated doesn't really help me. So I need to try something different. You reached out in the Facebook group, and here you are. So it's this thing of, okay, I recognize a pattern. How can I get into some curiosity and into some, okay, what can I learn from this? And I mean, if you don't know, just reach out, because that's what got you here right now with us figuring this out. Yes. So you're so, I want you to just feel so proud of yourself and give yourself some credit for doing something different. And I mean, I know you're in that group a lot already.
How do I get past this feeling of I'm not making progress? Because then when I have a good week and then I turn around and do this, I like the needle's not budging.
Well, this is where we cannot measure our progress only by whether we bend or not. Okay. And this is just like the scale, right? Well, how we say we can't measure our progress only by that number on the scale. Because you understanding and you recognizing patterns and developing strategies for them for next time, you doing all this learning from your binges and understanding why you binge, that has got to be part of progress too. Because just like the scale, sometimes I say like it could just have low batteries. If we only depend on that thing, or if we only depend on whether we binge or not as our only measure of progress, I say we have to keep binging to learn how to not binge or to binge less. So that means you got to keep binging. And we're not just going to turn it off like a faucet. I mean, maybe some people can just kind of go cold turkey, but I hadn't coached anybody who's done that, and I certainly haven't done that. So what we have to measure, what we have to see as progress is, do I understand this binge more? Do I know why I binge? Or maybe did I just binge in a different way, right? Binge better. Let's talk about that. Like, was this binge? Did you eat less food? Did you do it in a day? Did you stop sooner? Did you do it in some time?
I didn't finish the entire dinner. I did recognize that I was more than enough.
Okay. You actually checked into your body. When maybe in the past, I know when I've binged in the past, it's been like, fuck my body, we're finishing this. We got to close this loop. We got to finish all this food.
I did do that.
So you did stop, you mean? You. Yeah. And also when we binge, a lot of times we just go totally offline, right? We are not at all aware of our body or how it feels until after, right? It kind of comes roaring back afterwards, and we're, so physically uncomfortable and stuff. But the fact that you recognized enough, or maybe going past enough, is absolute progress. And then you stopped. You were able to stop like that momentum. So this is for everybody, y'all. You've got to find wins other than, wins or measures of progress or whatever you want to call it, right? Other than I didn't binge. That is just for most of us. That is not a realistic measure until we kind of maybe get down the line, and then maybe we can start to, to just binge less over time, like just have a, lesser number of binges in a month or whatever. But But actually, this is something I'm going to be, this is actually one of the lessons I'm really excited to teach in the course, is the importance of wins and like recognizing wins other than just wins with our actions. I mean, we talked about bunch of your action wins that weren't just not binging, right? They were just like eating less or recognizing, but there's action wins, but then there's also compassion wins where you just practice some more compassion for yourself, some more love for yourself. And then there's also awareness wins. And for you, so you recognizing this pattern of, okay, on these kind of days, I tend to binge sometimes. That is a huge win, a huge point of progress. It's not this like, oh my gosh, I just have no idea why this is happening. This is so confusing. No,
Yeah.
you
If you had
recognize.
asked me last night, I don't know that I'd be able to tell you that, but after thinking about it today, I
Yes. And because you even said in your message on Facebook, you said, I can't even pinpoint why I binged this time. But
it's
you.
kind of like this little rebel comes out like, I don't want to, you can't make me. This is like the one area that I have control over, and yeah.
But you, so you know, like you're getting to know that part of you, right? That still wants to binge sometimes. That's kind of something else I'm going to be talking about in the course, right? Of we really want to get to know that urge voice, right? That voice that comes up when we are thinking about binging. We're going to get to know her and know, like, we're maybe even going to give her a name and, you know, think about what her voice sounds like and all that kind of stuff. So we're just going to dig into all this. But for you today, it is, you know why. When on these days, you have, you know, you've been taking care of yourself with food and with eating. And now you're going to practice these other ways to take care of yourself.
Thanks, Betsy.
Okay. All right. I'm so glad you raised your hand.
Thank
All
you.
right. See ya.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. See, bring you back down. Okay. All right, let's see. I think there's a Q&A here. How do we define a binge? Thank you, Kristen. It's almost like I arranged for you to ask that because that actually was what I was going to talk about here on this call, because that's a question I get almost every call. And that's actually going to be one of the first lessons in the course is what I called it in the group course is my binge definition. Okay. Because we all have, I want to change it to something else. I don't like the word definition, but I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. But it's just basically like, what does binging look like for me? You know, and how is it normal and okay? So there are some common, indicators of a binge or some common but everyone is a little bit different, and you know, everyone doesn't have all of them necessarily, but there are some common kind of indicators of a binge that make them a little bit different than an overeat. Okay, so I pulled that up and thought we could talk about this. So, and again, but I want you to think about what your binges look like, right? And really just kind of get to know them so that you can, just like with Nicole, you can kind of start to recognize these patterns. Okay. So, large amount of food in a small amount of time. That is a common indicator, but I will actually say for me now, my binges are a much smaller amount of food. So for me, it's really not so much about like the amount of food anymore, but it's kind of something else that I'm going to read here in just a minute. So another common indicator is an interesting, I say interesting kind of combination of foods. I will often go back and forth kind of between sweet and salty. But you all just may have kind of a certain foods, just certain foods that you tend to binge on. And definitely you want to get curious about why, you know, there are certain foods that you binge on. And the big question there is, are you giving yourself permission to have these foods on a regular basis, in a different way, right? Besides binging on them. And that's going to be another lesson in the course. I'm really I'm really talking about this course here. I'm getting excited. Another common indicator is it can start from a smaller overeat, and then it can just kind of, you can just continue eating, and that can be a binge. It could be planned from the get-go, where, okay, I'm not even, I mean, I haven't eaten in a while, and I've just decided I'm binging. It can be totally spontaneous, or anything in between. Okay, so there's just not one type of kind of whether it's kind of pre-planned or out of the blue, it can be all of the above. Often, pretty common is binging is a lot of binging is done in secret, right? As done in when not in front of other people. Not always though, but that's pretty common. Binging can feel very out of control, right? It can feel kind of like something else has kind of taken control of you, and you just feel like you can't not eat, you can't stop. That feeling very out of control. One that is also very common that is kind of what I'm experiencing now with my binging, what I'm still experiencing, kind of what is the common thread with my binging most of the time is an intense feeling of shame. And for me, when I feel shame, and then when I eat, and then I feel shame about that, the shame just builds and builds and builds. And so that really is kind of a big thing that differentiates binging from just overeating is, a lot of times with an overeat, we can move forward pretty quickly. Like we may have some shame and, and judgment about it, but we can be like, oh, okay, I know what happened there. I'm just gonna, kind of keep going. But with binging, sometimes it's due to the, our thoughts about the large amount of food. Sometimes it's kind of like what Nicole was talking about with, feeling defeated and things like that. If we, defeated and shame and all of that is kind of all connected. And so it's a lot more kind of an intense feeling of shame compared to just an overeat. And that shame, because shame, y'all, just feels terrible. Sometimes it feels almost unbearable to me. And that's what can actually lead us to more eating and more shame and more eating and more shame. And that's really sometimes what produces the large amount of food is we're just continuing to try to avoid this shame and avoid this shame. And we just keep eating to check ourselves out from it. And that's a lot of times when it can add up to a large amount of food. And finally, a common indicator of a binge is the result of some kind of restriction in your life. And what I'm going to talk about in the course is the three types of restriction that are happening in our lives. And a lot of times that is what results in our binging. I talked a minute ago about how if we are not giving ourselves access to foods that we want to eat, this is called physical restriction, then we will eventually binge on that food. So it just doesn't work for us to cut out foods that we want to, that we enjoy and that we want to eat. And so if there is some food that you commonly binge on, you really want to check in and say, am I letting myself have this food, on a pretty regular basis? If not, I'm restricting it, and that's why I'm binging on it. Okay. And, what's also kind of can kind of be wrapped up in that is a lot of, just diet mentality and judging certain foods, thinking of certain foods as good or bad, based on diets and things that we've learned in the past. So the other types of restriction are mental restriction, which is what I'm just talking about. Basically, we're letting ourselves have these foods, But when we're eating them, we're still judging ourselves. We're still thinking, well, but we shouldn't have this, or we shouldn't have this much, or I really should be like leveling up this food to something else. So even if we're actually letting ourselves have these foods, but we're sitting there thinking we shouldn't be, then that's still restriction. And then the last kind of restriction is called emotional restriction. And that's basically kind of what we talk about when we talk about emotional eating is we are restricting ourselves from feeling our feelings. And so then we binge to just cope with, just to check out for a little while, to zone out, to just not feel for a while. So those are the different types of restriction. So those are some common indicators of a binge. And so if you kind of experience any of those or several of those or all of those, I think I filled out the worksheet that's attached to this and I had all of them. And I added one that's kind of part of like secret eating, but I added one that was like, I don't tell anyone what I did. I hide it from people. And so that kind of falls under the same category of secret eating. But sometimes we it's kind of good to, for us to kind of separate that out. So, all right, Sue, I see you got your hand raised. I was just going to check the chat here real quick. So, yeah, so y'all are really kind of relating to the sense of shame, right? That really does kind of set apart binging a lot of times from overeating. I notice I binge when my life feels out of control, especially during travel. Which category does that fall under? Well, definitely, it feels very out of control. But a lot of times when we are binging, we're trying to control something, right? It is, and I'll talk more about this in the course. I won't get too much into this, but Carly, for you, it is when things feel out of control, you binge. So, you're binging to kind of bring back a sense of control. And what's interesting is binging feels out of control, but it's actually an effort to bring back control. So, share in the course. I'm not exactly sure. I don't actually have an actual date, but basically I'm hoping in the, or in the next couple of months. Okay, I'm just going to say that. We're looking at a date of or a time frame of the next couple of months. So soon, okay? Soon. So, all right. Secret eating, y'all were kind of connecting with that. Yeah, when no one can see you, so that really just kind of goes back to shame again, right? Because if we weren't feeling so much shame, we would maybe be willing to eat in front of other people. So the course really does help you kind of take down the temperature on some of the shame, right? Because when we understand why we binge, like just kind of like what we just did with Nicole, is that when we recognize patterns and we see what's happening and we see that we're just taking care of ourselves with food because of, how we're talking about our days, then that can take down some of that shame of us binging. Okay. Giving grace to myself, one binge at a time. Yeah, binging better. And I remember hearing that phrase and I was like, what? No, like you either binge and it's bad or you don't binge and that's good. But Coach Jane taught us, that actually binging better is a thing. And so I'll forever be grateful for that. All right, Sue, let's see what you've got. And then I'll answer another question in the Q&A. Hello.
Hi,
There you
how are
are.
you?
Here.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, everyone.
Yes. Sue's an amazing member of our Facebook group and so active in there. I love it. Love it.
Ah, thank you.
Yes.
Really, I don't have a question, but I feel like I just kind of want to talk some stuff
Yes,
out.
sure.
So, like, I've been working at, with my mindset for such a long time, and I'm finally getting to the place that I'm not seeing so many downs anymore. And I'm with saying that, I just had a binge like 2 days ago. Well, 2 days, one after the other. There you go. And I had like lost like 5 pounds, so I was down in my better range. And I don't know, things started going well again. And I think, as far as my thinking, where I'm thinking, you know what, maybe I really don't want to take this weight off so much and so fast. And I am feeling better, and I'm feeling like I'm in a happier place. And I was dealing with inflammation really bad for like 8 years, where I felt like I had a tourniquet on my knee. And yesterday I had to go to the dentist, and they had a long staircase. And I walked up that staircase without any pain. And it was like, look at all these small steps you have done, and you're walking up here with no pain in neither knee. And I felt so good about it. And the crazy thing is, like the day before, when I had my husband buy the oatmeal cookies, I had part of the package, and then I had got up those stairs feeling super great. And then I came home and I finished the rest of the package, still not feeling like I was doing anything wrong. In fact, he asked me today, he says, are there any cookies left? I says, how many do you have? He says, two. I says, well, are the rest of them are gone. I says, you got two out of the whole package. I ate all the rest. And I didn't feel bad about it, I guess, because I'm understanding a little bit more of who I am. I'm understanding a little bit about my accomplishments and my wins that I'm making, even though I've put on this 5 pounds. And this morning I got on the scale and I looked at it and I was like, well, you knew that was coming. Okay, you've got a new place to start from to bring this back down. So I'm seeing this more as this roller coaster. And I guess what I'm saying, after like 3 years of being in this program, even though, like I dropped 16 pounds from last year, well, we can add five. So let's say 11, doesn't matter. But it's all the sanity part of this is so much better than I could have ever imagined. And not being in pain, and I do want to lose weight. I want to lose like another 25 pounds to be happy. I don't want to hang in skin. I want to be in the clothes that I'm in, that I have in my closet, but I want them to be looser. So I'm not looking for this great big thing. But my whole entire life, I've had my brain set. And I guess this is the part that I'm maybe needing your help with here, is I've always had my brain set that I needed to be this low number that doesn't feel like an alignment of who I actually am.
And okay, what do you think about that? What do you think? Okay, this number I thought I always wanted to be at, I don't think I want to be that anymore. What do you think about that?
There's part of my brain that I had these thoughts this afternoon that I think I was so concerned and consumed about thinking in other people's heads what I look like. That I think they have the expectation, this is going to make me cry, that I should be smaller. when there's nothing wrong with me where I'm at. I have a husband, we're married 47 years. He says I'm the most beautiful woman, you know. He has never ever made any comments in any way, any shape, form about my body whatsoever. And it's, I think in a way, I'm starting to lift my hands off of my own criticism of myself. This is such a different and weird place to
Yeah.
be.
I heard you say, I want to stop you because this is what I heard you say. There's nothing wrong with me.
Isn't this crazy? I've been battling and beating my head against walls all of these years.
We all have, and we all, many of us still are, right? Because we are holding on to this wrongness we think we are. And y'all, none of you, none of the 75 people in this call are wrong yesterday, today, or tomorrow. I don't care if you binged yesterday into today into tomorrow. Y'all, that is the answer, is for us to love ourselves and believe that we are okay just as we are. There isn't anything wrong with us.
I think the big difference between yesterday and today, and like all of the baby steps that have gotten me here, these little changes of that, is that yesterday and today are pain-free. So my thinking is on a total different level. You
You're
know,
able to, just think, it sounds like, more clearly and just more, and also more compassionately because you have less pain. And that is like, that can just be such a big, like, celebration for you, like every day, Sue, that you have done what it takes, whether that's losing weight or whether that's, finding the medication that works for you or whatever it is, or ex moving your body the way, that you have made that happen for yourself. I want you to keep shouting that from the rooftops, right, to yourself, that you made that happen. You improved your life. That
And
God, and you're here now where you can think clearly and you can, believe that there's nothing wrong with you, and you've made all that happen yourself.
this morning I asked my husband, I says, it's 50 degrees. We're here in Nebraska and it's 50 degrees. And I said, do you want to go for a walk this morning? He normally works and this morning he's home. He did his bike ride today. It was 50 degrees. So he goes, yeah. And I says, you know what? Let's do 30 because once I get past the first day, I can get a second day, but I never can get to the second day if I don't do this first day. And so this has kind of been in my head a little bit. And we walked for an hour this morning, and it's like I'm kind of blowing my own mind because this isn't the person that I was a little while ago and a little
Because you're
while
not that
before that.
person anymore. You know how we say, like, who am I? And it's like, y'all, answer that. Who are you? Who are you? And who are you becoming? We're always becoming something else too, but let's first celebrate the heck out of who we are right now. Even if y'all are just on this call listening, right? You celebrate the heck out of that. You're in no BS. Y'all, people quit no BS all every day. And y'all are still here. So give yourself credit where credit is due. Yes.
This
And you're
morning,
becoming more and more and more for yourself.
this morning I seen my bigger legs and everything in the mirror, and it was like, just kind of back and forth in that. And then just a little bit past that, I was thinking, what are all the things you're grateful for on those legs? I'm like, I've had 2 days of no pain when I have felt for like the last 8 years, like there was a tourniquet around the full knee replacement and that. I'm like, I am just so. Here's the thing. I don't, this is so weird. I don't know how to feel. I mean, it's like I'm giddy at the same time, and but it's so new feeling.
Yes.
And I know this is gonna, this isn't like a magical moment or any of that weird stuff. This is like, it's happening. It's real. It's solid. It's just
And let it
relax.
feel new and weird, right? Because did you ever, you went for a long time never thinking that you could, be here. So of course it feels new and weird, right? So let's just let that feel new and weird, normalize that, right? And while you're celebrating it, and there you go.
I kind of feel like I'm walking in somebody else's shoes right now. Is
And let,
that
yeah. Because again, you never thought these would be your shoes, right?
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know, and this is the fun part, I guess, about all of this too, is because I know, I'm going to go out on my highs. And then I'm going to have, I had this bench and it was like, okay. And I wasn't kicking myself and I wasn't, and I was like, okay, you know what you're doing here. You know, you're going to pay this price and you know, you're going to have to do a restart. And this is just the ride that we're going to take probably to the rest of the end of your days.
Yes. But here's the thing, right? Like it looks more like this, right? Rather than this, right? Because this is
Absolutely.
life, right? The highs and the
Right.
lows. I mean, life is not. Y'all, please do not be looking for, some sort of linear, perfect life in the future. Life is always highs and lows. That's the human experience, but we can, have them be a little bit less high highs and a little bit less low lows, right? And not these high highs and low, the extremes, right? That's what wears us out. That's what keeps us binging is these high highs and low lows, yeah, the extremes.
I'm on my net diary, and so I've been doing my weight log, and that's exactly the way it looks. Here's my little line. I'm down a little bit, up a little bit, down a little bit, up a little bit, and I'm seeing this as my normal for the first time, and it's like this acceptance of it. It's like, this is okay. This is what it's supposed to look like. And you will do your little bit of drop and you'll do your little bit of gain. So,
Yeah. A lot of times we talk about like weight loss, right? That looks like it's a downward trend over time, but it's all these little highs and lows on the way down, right? If you zoom in, you see all these little highs and lows, right? But we, sometimes forget. We think it's just supposed to be more linear than that. But none of this stuff, y'all, we are messy human beings. Nothing is linear. Nothing is nice and neat. And actually, that's another thing that I want to add to this list of kind of common indicators of like not a binge, but just bingers is a lot of perfectionist, black and white thinking, right? Expecting things to kind of like, just to go a certain way or to go, if we haven't binged in a while, then we are never going to binge again, right? And then when we do, right, if it's these high highs again, or low lows, and then, and so it's, I always talk about living in the gray, living in the gray of life. That's where life happens.
When I had my husband buy that package of cookies, he says, "I says I want the hard oatmeal cookies." He goes, "Do you," and he's calling where I'm on the phone with him. He goes, "Do you want the frosted or the?" I was like, "Surprise me!" And I was hoping for the frosted. I didn't. I wanted to be the good girl and say, "Oh no, don't do the sugar frosted." And then, but I was like, "Surprise me!" So he brought home the frosted ones, and I had no intention whatsoever when I asked him for those cookies. I could see in my brain, I only wanted two. I had no idea that this was going to do the binge thing for me, you know? But then at the same time, now that I'm on the other side of this, It's like, and I had told him, I said, yeah, let's not buy any cookies for a while. So this is my way of controlling the next one, you know, so I can kind of get back to my routine of what I need to kind of bring this back down. But I think I needed that binge just to reset, if that makes any sense.
Tell me why it makes sense to you.
Because I think I was starting to get wore out, I think, of trying so hard to keep myself not perfect, but trying to strive for this goal for so long. And it was like fighting me. And I wasn't getting the results I expected to get. And it was kind of going in the opposite direction. So it wasn't really, you know, an effort kind of a thing in a way. And in another way, it certainly was, you know?
But here's
So.
the thing. This is what I'm hearing is like, and here's the thing, y'all. This is where like a binge can be a gift to us. It can be, if nothing else, it can give us the opportunity to practice love and compassion and understanding for ourselves. Right? And I think that's what it's, I mean, one thing that it's done for you. And it can also, you know, it can, like, if we can prove to ourselves that we can binge every once in a while and still lose weight. That's another thing I'm going to be talking about the course, kind of the connection between binging and losing weight. And so, because if we're just holding on to no more binges, no more binges, no more binges, that just doesn't work for most of us. Like I said earlier, we've got to keep binging to learn how to binge less. And so sometimes binges need to happen for us to learn something, or for us to just practice some compassion, or just to make sense of our binges and recognize a pattern, like with Nicole. And so it's all good.
You know,
It never has to be wrong. Never has to be wrong.
for dinner tonight, I decided that I wanted to have that so delicious ice cream. You know what I'm talking about? That's so delicious. It's the coconut milk non-dairy. And because that's one of my wins. I've gotten off dairy. And this is, you know, one of the things for my inflammation that I'm doing all of these small things. But instead of saying, you know, no, I can't have the sugar in that, it's like, you know, make your choice. Is it dairy you're going to be off, or is it the sugar? Which one is more important to you? And to me, it's the dairy. The dairy is what I think really caused so much of this inflammation inside me. But then when I decided to do that, I got the small bowl out. It's like I still have rules around things, or I'm creating protocols around things that I never had before. And it's like, okay, have your small bowl of it. Enjoy every bite of it, put it away, and be good with it. And other things I'm learning to do is divide my meals in half, where before I felt like I had to eat it all at one time. That brain, you know, eat it all, eat it all, eat it all. And now I'm like, you know what? You can have a part of it, all of it, three quarters of it. You do whatever you want. Where's your belly on this? So it's the no BS thoughts that are, you know, and I'll put the other part away for later on. And these are, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's like, you know, miracle moments, but in a way, they do kind of feel like miracle thoughts. It's like,
I
because
mean,
where did you come
they are
from?
miracle moments, right? But they're, you know,
I
it's not
guess.
this like huge overhaul of your life, right? But it's these,
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
y'all, you know, weight loss, reducing our binges is all in these micro moments.
Yeah.
And, but it's micro moments that you feel, you know, what I hear from you is you love these rules that you've made for yourself, or these guardrails that you've made for yourself, right? You love your reasons for making these choices. You're not a victim to any of these choices that you're making, right? You have decided this is what you want to do, and this is why you want to do it. And if we're clear on that, and we like our reasons, then there's absolutely no reason to overeat or say fuck it or to binge, right? When we are truly good with the choices that we're making.
Well, I never had. I always felt like I was the kid out in the rife, out on the raft boat, you know, in the rapids and that stuff with no rules, no anything. And, you know, I've finally kind of walked into my adult self. And it's like, you know what? You need these rules. You need all of these things. These things are not bad. These things are is what's keeping, you know, the bowling ball on the lane. It's like, oh, is this what
I
this?
love the term guardrails that, that Corinne has come up with, or like it's like, I want guardrails, right? I mean, and so there are rules that we can have that we like. The last thing I'll say to you soon, then we gotta run, is don't wait too long to have some more of those cookies. Okay. I'm not saying you need to bring a whole package in tomorrow, but still. Let your, you know, I'm just always kind of, I'm kind of, I think I'm kind of like the restriction police where it's like, okay, let's make sure we're letting ourselves still have those cookies, at some point, right? And because you can, right? You can, and you still may binge on them sometimes, but you're still practicing permission and, reducing restriction.
Yeah, and
Okay.
I'm very, 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 very much watching all my fears and that stuff. It's like,
Yeah.
nope, we're not doing this. We're not doing it out of fear. We're doing it because you can.
I love it. I love it. I love that you came on and just we had this conversation and it's
Thank
really
you.
helping a lot of people in the chat. All
Well,
right.
I appreciate it a
All
lot. It
right.
helps me a lot. All right.
Yes. All right. Take care.
All
See you
right. Bye
in the
now.
group too. All
All
right.
right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right. One last question and then we'll get out of here. Time flies, I'm telling you. Says, I'm working, but I'm listening. So she's listening to the call. Can you talk a bit about binging when needing energy? I'm fighting a cold, slept most of the day, and now just eating to keep my energy up. Still have 4 hours to go. So this is my thought on this, and I don't know. It's really like, I don't know if other people think this way, but I'm just like, yeah. I mean, when you're actually chewing and putting things in your mouth, you are doing something, right, that may help you stay awake. I mean, I'm not gonna kind of, fight with you on that, right? But then let's look at kind of long term, right? That's kind of more like in the moment. Yeah, you have something to do. I think sometimes I think about it like while I'm driving. Where it's like, yeah, if I'm sleepy while I'm driving and I'm eating something, yeah, that's gonna maybe keep me awake, because I am just doing something, I'm doing an activity, I'm moving my body around a little bit. But then what's the long term, right? Because I mean, I'm not a scientist, I don't know exactly how food metabolizes in your body and things like that, but I think, long term, it's actually gonna make you more tired. Especially if you're overeating, right? We become more sluggish. We just become, less energy. And so it really is this thing about like, I don't know if y'all can hear my puppy barking, but I can. Anyway, so it's just really telling yourself the story, is this really doing what I want it to do? Is this, I mean, and, are there other things that I could try to give me energy that does not have the consequence that food does? Okay. I talk about this with like, checking out of life for a while or just, like not feeling our emotions for a minute. Yes, food does help us do that, but it's also got the consequence of weight gain, right? It's got the consequence of not feeling very good physically. And so let's not kind of just let's not deny that it maybe does help to kind of keep us awake, but it's got a long-term consequence that we don't want. So what could else could you explore to help keep you awake? Or is this a time where you just need to go to bed if you can? I mean, we want to kind of back it up to why am I fighting the sleep or the rest? Could it be okay if I'm, she said, I'm fighting a cold. She slept most of the day, but you're fighting a cold. So you might sleep most of the day and then sleep most of the night too. You're sick. That's normal. A lot of times we're telling ourselves we shouldn't be tired when we absolutely should. I want you all to watch for this thought. I shouldn't be tired right now. Watch for that thought to come through your brain because that is a moment where you really need to question that thought. Because a lot of times we should be tired. We've worked a full day. We've just, gone through our day. We walk around believing we shouldn't be tired when we absolutely should. And I swear, I think sometimes I say like 70% of overeating could be solved by taking your ass to bed. And don't tell me what time it is. I don't care if it's 7 o'clock and you wake up at 3 in the morning. At least you didn't overeat. Okay. So that's my little soapbox. All right. Good little soapbox moment for the end of the call. All right, y'all. I love you all. I'm so glad y'all are here. I'm so excited about where our journey is going with with healing binge eating, and I really do call it healing. And that means that it's a process, and that means, just like Sue talked about, she is healing. We're all healing. Nicole is healing. I am healing, and every single one of you is as well. And that's on a different timeline, and that looks different for everyone. And let's just all do it together and support each other. Okay, so stay tuned for more news. I'm going to give, I think I saw a question earlier. Let's see, do I still have it? Yeah, this is the, I'm putting it in the chat one last time before we get out of here. This is the link to the Binge Facebook group, but y'all, the link is on the website. So it's at nobswomen.com and you go over to the community tab. Now, for those of you all who are new members, and let me just say this before we get out of here. For those of you all who are new members and you really, really want to go ahead and get into the group ahead of time, because I know some of you all even join No BS because you are binge eaters and you want to get help with your binge eating. Just email support@pnptribe.com. It's that little blue circle with the question mark on every single page of the website. And also, you can just type in that email. I'll put that too into the chat. We can definitely make exceptions for new members who want to go ahead and get into that group. Okay. We just, we usually don't have you all join the subgroups when you first join because we don't want, you to get into a bunch of overwhelm and things like that, right? With all these different Facebook groups. But if any of you all want to get into that binge Facebook group, let's talk about it. Okay. And we'll so just email me at that support address and we'll work on it. Okay. All right, yeah. All right, that's what I got. Take care, and I'll be back next month. And I'll also be in the binge support Facebook group every day that I'm working. All right. Okay, guys. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye.